Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice in it because that's what He has commanded us to do. Rejoicing is a choice, and that's what we are anticipated and expected of the Lord. Let me encourage you from the book of Philippians, chapter 2 and verse 5. Philippians 2, 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, a beautiful passage of scripture there. And the Bible records in Philippians 2 about the humility of Christ, that though Jesus was with God, in his presence, he humbled himself and he suffered the shameful death on the cross of Calvary. And he was obedient unto death. That was the mind of Yeshua the Messiah. An unknown writer wrote, in the home of Christ-likeness is kindness, in business it is honesty, toward the weak it is burden-bearing, toward the sinner it is evangelism, toward ourselves it is self-control, toward God it is reverence, love, and worship. My dear brothers and sisters, each day our prayer life should include the request that the Holy Spirit reveal the mind of Christ to us. As we mature in the Christian faith, our personalities and characters should take on Christ-like qualities. To have a Christ-like mind, it is vitally important that we nourish our minds daily with quality materials, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy, as mentioned in Philippians 4:8. These are the 8 things that we can fix our mind on and fill our mind with, because that's where our sanity lies and that's where the peace of God rests. And that's where we will exercise self-control and we will be Christ-like in our nature. And that's where the Apostle Paul was encouraging the church at Philippi to, you know, not be anxious, he says in verse 7, for anything, but in everything let your prayers and petitions be made known unto God with thanksgiving. Then the peace of God that transcends all understanding will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So, my dear brothers and sisters, today as we set our journey out to our businesses and our workplaces and our ministry and whatever we do and running the errands for the day, let us make sure that what would Jesus do? A question that I always ask to myself. If I'm in a crossroads of my life, I would say, what would Jesus do? If there is a very challenging decision that I need to make, I will ask God, what would Jesus do? I pause for a moment, think and take a time and ponder on the things that I have gleaned from the Word of God and then make a decision. It always leads me to peace. Always leads me to make the right decision, always leads me to be at peace with God and with man. And that's very important for us as Christians. So try to base every action and decision on the response to this question, what would Jesus do if you're handling any particular situation? And God will bless you abundantly. Hallelujah. So let this mind of Christ be in you. Let us, and Paul says in the book of 1 Corinthians, now we have the mind of Christ in us. We have the Spirit of God. We have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. We have the Word of God. And these three, they work in tandem to create in us Christ-like character. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given unto us. Abba, Father, we are grateful, Lord, that we are in the land of the living, glorifying the name of Jesus, worshiping you, praising you, Lord, setting our lives in order to start a day. Oh, Father, I release your anointing, oh, Father, upon all of us. In the name of Jesus, your grace and your glory will abound upon us. I pray, Lord, that you will, O Father, bless us with the mind of Christ. Fill our hearts with agape love. Fill our bowels with compassion. O Lord God Almighty, I pray that we will emit Christ-like character wherever we interact with, O Father, in this world. Let the people of the world see Jesus in us, the hope of glory. That's what we pray, O Father. Today, I pray, bless your church, bless your people, encourage them, build them up, O Father God. Enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, O Father, and grant them favor in the sight of God and man. That's what I pray, O Father God. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health. Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness. I command it to get out from their bodies, from their minds. Every torment of the devil, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And Father, release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies and into their mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for it. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.